are supposed to be closed. And I think as we have been coming here back and forth, there are other valves that we have opened up, and then the water end up coming all the way down. So we need to make sure that the water gets retained as it should.
Even this morning when I saw people say the construction is getting water, I found the outro and I asked them, where's that people getting water from? They tell me, according to them, that people do not have water. Yes.
Kritzinger in die Antwort mit dem Mittler. Er hat gestern jemand angestellt, der nicht mehr Geld gehabt hat, weiter interessiert hier. Hallo Mut. Hallo Mut, für Verkoste gaan explain, hoe komt het 16 miljoen rand 1% gespandeerd op die projecten, wat kan helpen met dat?
Als je hier niet je dingen kunt verlangen, voor mannen zoals jullie lopen en leren, lopen daar pas als ik alleen. Zepondo, ukuye kuzwelonke emva kwemini ngentsimbi yokuqala.
Radio NFM, die stem van die Namakwa mense, moedig die vryheid van spraak en die uiting van uiteenlopende sienings aan. Sienings van luisteraars en ateliergaste is hul eie en nie die van Radio NFM nie. Radio NFM neem alle programme op aan. Herhalende opmerkings, krui taal, discriminerende sienings of skeltaal sal ook nie geduld word nie.
Welcome back to Radio NFM as we dive into the stories which are making headlines across the country as where we are standing at this moment. But anyways, right up in there as at this moment, let us take a look as to what it says to be happening. As we know that it's all about the petrol, that's the conversation. And we are shifting now our focus to the growing pressure also facing the South African workers and the economy following the sharp fuel price increase linked to the global tension in the Middle East. While government has announced a 3 rand per litre fuel levy cut to ease the burden, concerns remains that this relief may not be enough to shield the household from the rising cost of the living. But with all of that being said, to help us to unpack this critical issue, we're being joined on the line by none other than Matthew Parks from COSATU, who will share the insight onto the impact of these increases. Mr. Parks, thank you very much for joining us on this afternoon. Let us kickstart with a matter of COSATU has described government's 3 rand per litre fuel levy cut as a positive step. Talk to us about that.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us. So it is a positive step. It's a 3 rand a litre tax reduction in the price of fuel for petrol, for diesel. So that means the diesel, the petrol price hike would be reduced by half to 3 rand, and the diesel price would be reduced from 10 rand to 7 rand a litre. So it's a significant intervention by government. It costs about 5 billion rand a month, but it is something to help cushion society. But whilst we welcome it, we don't think it goes far enough, because yes, it's reduced the petrol price hike to 3 rand a litre, but 3 rand is still a lot of money for private consumers. But I think we're even more concerned about diesel, because a 7 rand a litre hike for diesel will have a huge impact upon workers, because taxis and buses, which most workers use to get to work, use diesel. So that's going to mean fare hikes. It's also likely to see food inflation also use diesel. And that's also going to hit workers. So really it's a painful blow. And unfortunately, paraffin is not included, because paraffin isn't subject to the fuel taxes, but paraffin, because of the oil and the gas price hikes, we'll see a 15 rand a litre price increase. And paraffin is critical to millions of townships, households. We use paraffin for cooking, for heating, for lighting, and that really is a blow that most workers can't afford.
And to this crisis, which is largely driven by the war in the Middle East, how should South Africa balance the global pressures with the local economic realities, especially if this land conflict continues? Nobody knows as to when it's going to end, to what extent. Basically, what long-term strategies should the government adopt?
So the oil and the fuel price hikes are solely because of the war in the Middle East. There's nothing we can do about that war, obviously. That's between the U.S. and Iran and Israel. But I think for us, it's about government providing relief to society, to workers, to businesses, to commuters. And I think for us, the immediate intervention has to be around reducing the fuel taxes. Fuel taxes consume about a third of our fuel price. That's something government can do. Yes, this costs a lot of money for government, but we think the alternative to not doing anything is a disaster. Workers are heavily indebted. They spend about 40% of their salary on transport to get to work. And when we now make fuel, you know, even more expensive with this, you know, seven rand hikes per liter, that's going to see workers spending about 50% of their salary on transport to get to work. That means 500, 1,000, 2,000 rand out of workers' pockets every month, depending on how much they travel. So that's a huge blow. So I think for us, the immediate intervention is to further reduce the fuel price. I think the second one is to see if we can make public transport cheaper, be it taxis or trains or buses. And if you see the world dragging out, if inflation begins to rise, we think we should then look at adjusting the social grants for inflation, looking at providing food parcels for social grant recipients, seeing if we can provide a target intervention to agriculture to help protect food from inflation, including around transit as well. Longer term, we should be investing more in public transport, moving to electric vehicles, building our own refinery capacity. But I think for right now, it's around reducing the price of fuel.
So much is being impacted, affected by this fuel prices or whatever that may be happening onto the global soil. But COSATU, in its statement, has urged that Reserve Bank not to increase the interest rate. Why do you guys believe this would worsen the situation that we're already in?
So the Reserve Bank tends to increase the repo rate when inflation goes up, where we expect to see inflation going up because of the oil price and the fuel price hikes. We don't think it'll make sense to increase the repo rate. In fact, we think it'll make matters worse because, number one, this is an external-driven cause of inflation. It's from the oil price, from the Middle East. We have no control influence over it. And so workers are going to be struggling because now if a worker has to spend an extra 1,000 a month on transport, he's struggling. If you're going to increase the repo rate, make the worker's home loan and other loans more expensive, then we'll be squeezing workers on two sides. One on the transport costs, inflation rising. Second would be on the repo rate hike. That also makes no sense. It'll make matters worse. It'll be punishing the victims. And I think for us, it then makes sense that the Reserve Bank should hold off on any repo rate hikes and rather wait for the war in the Middle East to end, wait for oil prices to subside. Because squeezing workers, taking more money out of their pockets, is actually really plunging workers into deeper poverty and despair. And if government and the Reserve Bank are not careful, these kind of things can suffocate the economy. They can lead to job losses. They can lead to workers having to choose between going to work or buying food or electricity. And if you allow things to get out of control, it can even lead to an Arab uprising. So that's things which are far more expensive.
And just to the realities, realities of the local communities, basically, what is supposed to be done by the taxi association or basically the public transport associations in order for them to be considerate as to how they increase their prices? Because now, to the message which I've just recently gotten on our socials, is that the long distance taxis, it has already been hiked by merely of 100 rand of already of what is costing.
So we think taxis and buses must avoid any hikes. They must not punish people already struggling. And if there are hikes, they need to be reversed because the oil price will come down. The war will end. And so when it ends, we've seen before the taxis never reduce the prices. They don't. They keep the change. Oil prices, petrol prices, diesel prices do fall inevitably. And so I think for us, it's rather they must wait. We hope the war will end in a matter of weeks. Oil prices will begin to reduce. But if it does, if they do increase it, then I think we will then expect them and we'll be pushing them that when the prices decrease, they must also then decrease the fares they charge commuters.
Having that you're mentioning right now that the public transport operators should be considerate and making in terms of not to increase, how would the working places in a public or even in a private sector could be affected by this?
it's going to be quite painful. Many companies who do spend a lot of money on transporting their goods, like farms, will struggle. They may struggle to pay staff. They may struggle to keep the doors open. Many workers are going to find they'll be spending 50% of their salary on transport going to work. Some might get into a scenario where it no longer makes sense for them to go to work because they're going to work just to earn money to pay for transport. You might find that some workers are going to have to choose between feeding their family, paying for electricity, or going to work. So for us, this is really an untenable scenario. And it means the economy is going to slow down. If workers have less money to buy the goods the economy produces, the clothes, the shoes, the food, and so forth, the economy is really going to struggle to grow. And I think for us, that's it's deeply worrying. And we're being punished because of a war we have no part of. We're being punished because of the inability of the U.S. to manage its relations with other countries, and now the entire world will pay the price.
The government says they are committed to a further engagement with relevant stakeholders. And what outcomes would COSATU consider to be meaningful or even sufficient? And what would give the union that lend confidence that South Africa can navigate through this whole crisis?
I think first, there's nothing we can do about the war itself. All we could try to do is to mitigate and to cushion society. And I think first, the most impactful measure is around fuel taxes, because that hits the exact issue punishing society, which is the fuel price hikes. We should use all our resources to waive those fuel taxes. And others maximize the intervention we have in the fuel tax regime, because that maximizes the impact for society. The fuel tax affects everybody. It affects workers and commuters the most. It also affects the economy at large. And marshalling all of our resources to respond on that front for us means it'll have the highest impact, and it'll really help to prevent the need for other issues. If you can intervene with fuel taxes, you can actually stave off inflation, and thus there would then not be a need to have other measures looked at as well.
There it is, says it to be none other than Mr. Lento Matthew Parks from COSATU, giving us insight into deepening concerns around the fuel prices increase and the impact it might have to the workers, household, and to the broader economy on itself. Mr. Parks, thank you very much for joining us on this afternoon.
Thank you.
As a highlight, while government's fuel levy reduction offers some of the relief, there says it to be a growing call for more comprehensive and urgent measures to cushion society, ranging from further tax adjustments to increased social support and a stronger collaboration with the private sector. With the global uncertainties at this stage continues to influence the local cost, the coming months will be critical in determining how South Africa responds to protect its most vulnerable citizens and stabilizing the economy. It may be at this stage also looking to matters of all of those costs. The Competition Commission latest cost of living report shows that prices for the essential utilities skyrocketed far beyond the national inflation rate over the past 6 years. It whereby, according to the report, electricity prices surged with none other than 85% and water prices rose by 68% between 2020 and January this year. It were the higher than the overall land inflation rate, which increased by 30% over the same period. At this stage, station to Radio NFM for more.